let's talk about tutoring. My next guest, I imagine we'll call you an expert, opened up a tutoring center last January called Achieve Tutoring Center, and I want to talk about how you spend your day. Looks like your tagline, working together to achieve your goals, is where you'd like to start. Amy, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here, Shelley.
You're quite welcome. Let's talk about you. What's been your educational venue, your life progress?
Yes. Well, I've been in education for 20 years, you know, and so first I was a teacher and then I was a principal. And when I was in education, I just saw a real need, especially in the area where I'm at, for something different for tutoring for families. A lot of families were looking for additional academic support and just there wasn't a lot to offer. And it started me thinking about what I would want to do. And what I had a vision for was to be able to create a center where the students, it was warm and inviting for them, not a sterile environment, always one-on-one, and they're in private, comfortable tutor rooms. And it's also based around my tutors do best teaching practices that they're working with. It's not just the students working on a computer or iPad. We're constantly teaching and setting goals.
Do you have a niche group? I understand kids in kindergarten through grade 12.
Actually, Shelley, we also can service some college-age students. We'd have languages that we can support for French, Latin, and Spanish, and then all the sciences and math for college we can also support. So my team of tutors, I have a team who are just experts in their particular area, and so when a family comes to me, then I listen to what they're looking for and then try to fit them with the best fit tutor.
Where are you located?
I'm right in Jenison, off from Port Sheldon. So kind of by, some people know where the Wendy's is in Jenison or Marathon gas station, so I'm right by there. And, so it's a very easy location in and out.
Let me look at the big picture here. So tutoring is in addition to a school day.
Correct. Yes.
How does one know their child may need help in school?
That's a great question. sometimes with the kids, if you start to see them coming home and they're they're frustrated, they don't want to go to school, big avoidance of homework, those are some big signs right there that they're not doing well, not to mention if you start to see the grades that are coming back or if their grades are online and you're checking. I really recommend to families to, when they start to see that, look into it and don't wait too long, because when it gets to be too long, then self-confidence can really take a deep fall, and then it's a lot harder to bring that up and get them out of that hole and build that confidence back up again. But that's what we really always strive to do.
And as we mentioned, this can start as early as kindergarten.
It can start as early as kindergarten. We have some students in kindergarten that we work with, and a lot of times it might be reading comprehension or math skills that we work with them. Another unique thing that we have at Achieve Tutoring Center is I have a partnership of a therapy dog. His name is Jake, and his owner, Kelly, and their dynamic team. The clients that have been working with them, I have seen such a lift in those students as far as like just their excitement to be at the center and to be working with Jake and Kelly, and also improvement just even academically. It's like Jake and Kelly, that those two together just kind of reduce anxiety a little bit and make it a little bit more relaxing for them.
Well, because one of the things you do is create this positive learning environment.
Yes, and that's exactly what we wanted to do. So when you go into the center too, I have 5 private tutor rooms, and the rooms are set up so there's the traditional seating with tables and chairs, but then I also have alternative seating. There might be pillows that kids could sit up against a wall, or more of a padded chair, or a chair that's like a desk, but it's on wheels a little bit, because some kids just need to have that little bit of movement. And there's whiteboards in the room, so sometimes if a tutor's writing something on the whiteboard and they're sitting in the chair, the wheels, that helps, or they're up at the whiteboard. You know, I just like to make it an environment where they can move around a little bit and feel comfortable.
Do you communicate with the teachers, do the teachers know they're being tutored by
Yes. Yours? If families, I always ask the families if they would like us to contact their child's teacher, because I like to coordinate our efforts whenever possible, because then we're working together as a team, and that can be so much more powerful. So if the families give me permission, then I contact the teachers, and I have a huge network of people that I worked with when I was in education too. I worked in the school system that was nearby, and so there's a lot of people know me, and my daughters went to another school system that's nearby, so it's nice that I'm known in the area too.
Experience has its benefits.
Yes,
Doug,
it does.
Doug, you with the owner of Achieve Tutoring Center, Amy Gortzema, working together to achieve your goals, AchieveTutoringCenter.com. I want to pick your brain on more of the courses offered. Obviously, with academic support, the Spanish tutoring, as
yes.
you mentioned. How it looks like the ACT, SAT prep is...
Yes.
You can be tutored for that, right?
Oh, most definitely. The tutoring for that, the prep work, we offer classes, but we do a lot of one-on-one, and it really helps the students to kind of work on not only understanding the content, but the strategies. Those tests are very intense tests, and like even the pacing of them, you have to really understand how to approach it because you have a limited time frame. And so we do a lot of strategy work and practicing with them, and that helps them build confidence as they go into the test. And because they're a lot more prepared for it. So that's been very powerful. And we've done, actually, my own daughter just took the GRE on Saturday, and one of my tutors helped her with that also. And she felt a lot better after she worked with them.
I remember taking that GRE in some classroom in Cincinnati way back when we did that. And I also remember having some test anxiety as a
yeah.
college undergrad. You offer some coaching here.
Yeah, we offer two... I partner with a friend of mine who has her own counseling business. So if someone wants some more intense help, then I refer them to her business because she has a great program and works great with young adults to help with that. But we also offer at the center, if there's test anxiety, we start talking through some of the strategies with the students too. And so we'll help with that to help kind of give them something that maybe they can think of to use when they're starting to get anxious. We had a college student who had that and convinced her to talk to her professor about taking her test prior to the rest of the class, and she was able to do that, and she did so much better. So that was great to see that.
You also provide speech and language support. In which way?
Yes, I have a certified speech and language pathologist who certified in the state of Michigan, and it's a national certification too. And so a lot of times at schools, the students get speech support if they need it, but there's just always not enough time in the day. And so for students that might need some additional speech support, then I have it available at the center for them.
You offer a free consultation. What would happen
yes.
here?
So for a free consultation, what it is that the parents come in and I listen to, what it is that they're hoping to achieve, for their child by having them come, because it's a time and money investment. And so we listen to it, to what they're hoping, then set some overall goals, a plan of how we're going to achieve those goals, and then how we're going to evaluate it. With my background in education, I'm big into progress monitoring and making sure that each session there's a focus or a goal of things that we're going to work towards achieving with that student. So that's that free consultation. So we'll talk about that, and I'll make recommendations for them too.
I mentioned, do you work with kids actually in college? I know students grade K through 12, but you will hit the college
yes,
crowd too?
Yeah, we work with college students too.
Yes.
Yes.
And back to that tagline, working together to achieve your goals.
Yes.
Imagine that's for the participant, also for just the family.
It's the families and the school system. I mean, it takes a village with all this to really help come around these kids and just give them the confidence and give them the tools. A lot of the students, too, we offer a lot of times the goals we'll add on, especially secondary, is how to study and organizational skills. Helping to show them a study plan and how to approach things when they might be just so overwhelmed they don't know the next step, that's just really what we seek to do.
So I guess bottom line, reach out if the signs are there, reach out early and be proactive in getting a little extra help. What is this? The next ACT test is October 22nd, and the next SAT is November 5th?
Yes, it is. So it's coming up.
Yep.
There just was a SAT on October 1st, and so those are the next two dates.
Yep. Got to take them and prepare as well. A good night's sleep helps for that, too, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it's a great idea to prep for it, because it's not only a matter of getting into colleges. For some students, it's a matter of scholarships, so that money that you're investing could make a big difference for earning a higher scholarship for your student also.
All right. How do we find out more information about this conversation, Amy?
Website? Oh, yes. There's a website. It's www.AchieveTutoringCenter.com. There's also a Facebook page, Achieve Tutoring Center LLC, that you can also see there.
Great. See, your journey has taken you to the 101s and to leadership, so thank you for that.
Thank you,
all right,
Shelley.
Amy, go get them. Our best to your learners, and we'll speak again.
Thanks so much, Shelley. It was a pleasure being here.